Estate agents, they can hold property viewings by appointment from today. For the past 5 months, buyers could only see inside homes via Zoom or other videos, and sometimes even by drone shot. But how difficult has it been for somebody who's been trying to get on the property ladder and even take a punt and buy a house without seeing it in person? Well, Henry McKean has been out and about today speaking to estate agents and buyers who are looking forward to finally seeing that home. Henry, what are people saying?
Well, I spoke to David Brock from Brock Delap Estate Agents, and he talks about the huge relief today that they can finally do home viewings. David Brock says the market has been confident and people are bidding or even going to sale agreed, but then they're holding off to buy. He says it's frustrating. He's saying that some have actually fallen through when people actually get to view the property. Estate agents David Quirk from Flynn Associates and Swords, he says that again, that they get to sale agreed, then the people go and look inside and then they're basically bidding blindly or they're chancing their arm and then they're not buying the property. So huge relief from estate agents. And here is retired estate agent Gail Sinclair. She talks about her lodger buying a property in Cavan without even seeing inside it in person, just photos.
I think that it was very difficult for people who were in searching for property. I have a lodger at the moment who is buying a house in Cavan, and he had to go sale agreed online.
Just online?
Online, no, he hadn't been to visit it at all.
He just had to take a risk?
He had to take a risk, and he managed to secure it, but there was others that as soon as they went on the market, they were outbid, they were kept bidding and bidding and bidding, and they hadn't even seen it. Then when they did manage to get to see it, when it went sale agreed, they didn't like it and pulled out, so the whole process had to start again, so it was very difficult. Well, I think it's an overheated market. It's a very short supply, and anything that does come on, there's too many people chasing it, and I think it's very difficult for them to buy in this market. But
was he happy with the property?
When he saw it, yes, he was. He was. He's got lake frontage, which is what he wanted, and he was lucky to get it because the previous one he was looking at just got gazumped and gazumped and gazumped all the time. So. Difficult not being able to see it.
So a relief for buyers. Today they can finally see inside, they can go in.
Absolutely, they can go inside and have a good look around and take measurements and
just get a hunch, because buying a property, a lot of it's about hunch. It's about, do you like it? There could be a smell, you might not like the look of the neighbour.
Yeah, you get that good feeling when you walk in the door, or the no, this is not for me feeling, but you can't get that online. So. You really do have to see it, and this business of going sale agreed without even stepping inside the place seems to me a bit mad, but anyway, now it's over.
Gail Sinclair, a retired estate agent there. Henry, you met a lady, I understand, who's actively trying to buy. How did she find not being able to go out and view a property herself?
Yeah, it's been very, very frustrating. It's been very, very frustrating. Karen Byrne and her mum are about to property hunt because they haven't been able to in recent months. I did actually get to speak to Karen Byrne.
I just said there's no point because I'm not going to buy a house.
But you looked anyway. You were on daft.ie.
Yeah, and then I contacted them and they said we're not allowed view at the moment. But I'll contact them again now and hopefully it's not sale agreed by now. But
can you understand why so many people like you have really struggled? And some have even taken a punt. They've bought a property without even going inside it.
I know, it's crazy. I wouldn't feel confident enough to do it, so I said I'd hold off.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for like a townhouse or a three-bedroom, semi-D, that kind of property.
And can you still afford it? Obviously prices are going up and up.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. What did it say on the news yesterday? Prices are going to go up by 5% now every year for the next 5 years, so we'll just have to wait and see. I hope so.
So you hope to get inside and view soon?
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks. I was already looking this morning to see if anything is up, so.
Angela Byrne, you must have empathy for your daughter.
Oh God, yeah, it's very hard at the moment for people to buy a home. For first-time buyers to try and get out there and get in the market, the prices, everything's gone up and people are struggling at the moment as well. Couldn't go indoors, they couldn't see anything. They were looking at properties online. It's very, very hard to buy something online, especially if you're talking about property.
yeah, frustrated Karen Byrne and her mum there about to get back into house hunting properly, since they can now actually go and view houses themselves and see inside the house with their own eyes. Henry, I understand you met a Malahide-based estate agent as well. What's she saying?
Yeah, I got to speak to Paula Costello from O'Farrell Clare Estate Agents.
Well, obviously it's a huge relief. The kind of area that we're in here, it's an expensive area. It's a virtual impossibility to try and sell a house without showing it.
So people want to go indoors. They want to look inside. They're not going to take a punt.
100%. You know, if you're paying what it costs for a house in Malahide, it's all about the feel you get when you walk into a house. And you don't get that from a virtual tour. Absolutely not. So yes, there is lots of people there waiting to, you know, waiting for the right house first of all to come on. Because there hasn't been a whole lot, but not very few people have put their house on the market. So there's a big pent-up demand there. And I expect that we will be quite busy in the coming weeks.
So I'm looking at this house here. It says O'Farrell Clare, which is auctioneers, which is you guys. Viewing is highly recommended. Yeah. The price region is 670,000. It's a four-bedroom, semi-detached house. A lovely looking house. But people, they're not going to part with 670,000 without looking at it. Or perhaps they might.
No, they won't. I don't believe that you can sell a house for almost 700,000 without people walking in the door. Certainly, you know, a lot of people around the area will be looking at particular locations, but no, they have to go in. You know, as we all know, yes, photographs are good and photography is very good these days, but it's not good enough for you to spend 700,000, you know, on something, on a lifetime investment. Absolutely not. You have to go in the door.
It's been 5 months, 5 months of not being able to show people around. The phones are being busy today. How's today been?
Well, it has been quite busy, you know, not just with sales, obviously valuations. There's a lot of people require valuations done.
You can't have an open viewing like before?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And that's going to cause a problem, obviously, for new developments. Everything's going to take an awful lot longer. Like viewings that would have been an hour are going to be 3 hours, you know, because you're trying to get all these people in and space them out.
And the fact that there was Zoom, you could say, appointments, and even people were using drones, estate agents were using drones. You've had to embrace technology, haven't you?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Yeah, you can do all these different things, but invariably, yes, people would express their interest and say, yeah, I'm interested in that house, but come back to me when I can see it.
Good afternoon, O'Farrell Clare.
Jenny Buckley, the phones are busy. People are calling. Are they looking to make appointments, to look at viewings?
Yes, people are really looking forward to going in and seeing the houses again and to make an appointment to view what we have for sale here.
All right, that was O'Farrell Clare Estate Agents there. Henry, how are buyers getting on out there today? Like, what is the feeling on the street?
Well, there was a spring in their step. People are excited. They are happy. They're delighted that they will be able to perhaps buy again, actually see inside the property. But other people just love property in this country and they've no interest in moving, but they love talking about it. Here are people.
Would you buy a house just from looking at Zoom videos, just from looking at drone footage?
No, you couldn't do it. You'd have to go in and experience the house and experience the atmosphere of it and see if it's right for you. You know, all that panic buying is back. So it's not the right thing to do.
Do you think it's panic buying?
I think it's panic buying, and I think when it goes to contract stage, they definitely have to see it, and I'd say a lot are pulling out then at contract stage. Couldn't imagine them not, but you have to test drive the car. I don't know, I feel even with a car, you have to test drive. You have to go inside the house and experience it. Couldn't do it all just on a video. Wouldn't work for me.
How frustrating has it been for house buyers as well as sellers?
It's been terrible because I particularly know one person. He's my brother-in-law, Patrick, and he's been saving for the last six and seven years. Hasn't been on a holiday even before the COVID. He's looking to buy a house in Cabra, and it's out of his reach. And he has a lot of money saved, and it's still out of his reach.
And he can't go indoors and look at it. Well, he can now.
He can now, but sure, look, you can't really see the inside of a house looking at a screen, can you? You have to go in and have a look, you know.
Do you think you'll get the house in Cabra?
No, I don't. I think it's out of his reach.
Do you think it's too late?
It's too late now.
Because prices have gone up.
Because it's probably nearly walking distance into the city. Fisbrick, Cabra, all around that area. You probably have to move out before that.
How can you buy something without seeing it?
And people have been.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They've been taking a punt.
Yeah, and it doesn't always end up well then, does it? Because you can't see what you're actually...
You can't see what you're really seeing.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can, and they can be panoramic. They can look bigger. They can filter them. Yes. And yourself, how many homes have you lived in?
Only two.
Just two?
Yes, my parents' home and my own home.
So you kept it really simple?
Really, really simple. Yes, I've never moved. Don't intend to either.
you've been in the same home for 40 years. Any chance of moving?
No plans at all, no.
And why do you love living there?
My neighbours mainly.
You like your neighbours?
I do.
Does anyone like their neighbours?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God, Henry, plenty of us like our neighbours. Henry McKean there speaking to estate agents and house hunters today. Home viewings allowed in person again as of today, the 10th of May.